Good morning, my dear friends, to Friday morning prayer on the 9th of May. And it is good to invite you to this special morning prayer, which we dedicate for the 200 young Nigerian girls who were abducted from their school. And we offer it especially for their safety and protection, for their moms and dads and families, and a thanksgiving to the international community for offering their support in tracking down the perpetrators of this heinous crime in sex trafficking. So join me this morning in offering humble prayer for these innocent girls in Nigeria. We begin our morning prayer by lighting a candle for peace, especially for the abduction of the young girls in Nigeria and all young girls in that country who are not safe at present. Let us focus on the light of the risen Christ, and let us bring to this light all that weighs heavy upon our hearts this day. Let us bring the burdens of our beautiful world. Let us bring every child of God, our brother and our sister, members of the mystical body of the cosmic Christ. And we begin with the prologue to the Friday morning communions. We enter the eternal and infinite garden with reverence to the heavenly Father, Mother God, the earthly Mother, and all the great masters, and reverence to the holy, pure, and saving teaching, and reverence to the brotherhood and sisterhood of the elect. Friday morning, we commune with the angel of air, saying, "Angel of air, enter my lungs and give the air of life to my whole body." As you say this, you contemplate on the atmosphere around you as you connect with the rhythm of your breathing. In the presence of Gaia, our beloved Earth Mother, in the presence of all the sacred teachers of all faith traditions and none, in the presence of our Holy Father, Mother God, the Cosmic Christ and the Messengers of God, we welcome you to this table of love and invite you to join us in breaking bread for peace. So let us come, my brothers and sisters, and let us sense the peace of a loving God. Let us just be still in the silence of this sacred moment, and let us allow the divine within us to embrace our mind and our body and anything that weighs heavy on our heart. And as we wait on the Lord, the cosmic Christ, to speak to our hearts, we begin with some of the beautiful texts taken from Celtic prayers from Iona. I awake this morning in the presence of the holy angels of God. May heaven open wide before me, above me, and around me, that I may see the Christ of my love and his sunlit company in all the things of earth this day.
The Psalms are hymns of devotion and songs of trust. They are Israel's hymn book and prayer book, written under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. In Hebrew, they are called the Book of Praises, perhaps the best-loved book in the Old Testament. It consists of 150 poems to be set to music, for use in private life and public worship. When we read the New Testament, we will find that no part of the Old Testament is more frequently quoted or referred to than the Psalms. Although they were written over 3,000 years ago, the Psalms are still very relevant in today's world. They show us how the psalmists invited God to be a part of their everyday lives. They involved him in the smallest details. We are asked to praise and thank God at all times. But how can God's people feel thankful when at times there seems to be so little to be thankful for? Many of the Psalms show their authors fiercely struggling with such questions. We can identify with them in their struggle. In the reflections on some of my favourite Psalms, we will see how even in the worst possible circumstances, the psalmists were able to hold on to their faith, trusting always in the love and mercy of our God. The majority of the Psalms are ascribed to David, so we speak of them as the Psalms of David. Apart from Jesus, no other character in the Bible occupies as much space as King David. He was a warrior and a brilliant statesman who led his nation to its pinnacle of power. He was also a poet and a musician, and with all his heart, a lover of God. Through his skill in composing prayer songs, David knew what it was to be inspired by the Spirit of God. Filled with a powerful sense of God's presence as he composed the Psalms, words and music tumbled out of him in a torrential outpouring. There are many different emotions expressed in them. They are the language of a believer's heart, whether thirsting after God, mourning for sin, burdened with affliction, struggling with temptation, or joyful praising of God for deliverance. If we make the Psalms familiar to us whenever we pray, whether it is praising, petition, thanksgiving or confession, we will find in them the words we need. Most people have at least one psalm they have chosen as a favourite, including Jesus, who prayed a portion of Psalm 22 while he was dying on the cross. He cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When Jesus was instructing the disciples, he took them through the scriptures which pertained particularly to himself, and of course that included the Psalms. They are quoted or referred to more frequently by Jesus and the apostles than any other part of the Old Testament. David also played an important role in the family line of Jesus, who was known as the Son of David. The Psalms were written to be sung. Moses sang and taught the people to sing. David sang with all his heart, and all through the Bible, you read of God's people singing. The book of Psalms opens with an exaltation of God's word. "Happy the man who takes his delight in the word of the Lord, and on his word meditates day and night." If David loved the brief writings that then constituted God's word, how much more should we love that same word, which has now been brought to completion in the beautiful story of Jesus Christ?
Brothers and sisters, I would like to just read to you a reading for today, and it's a channeled message from the cosmic Christ to your heart and mine. Don't be so hard on yourself. I can bring good even out of your mistakes. Your finite mind tends to look backward, longing to undo decisions you have come to regret. This is a waste of time and energy, leading only to frustration. Instead of floundering in the past, release your mistakes to me. Look to me in trust, anticipating that my infinite creativity can weave both good choices and bad into a lovely design. Because you are human, you will continue to make mistakes, thinking that you should live an error-free life is symptomatic of pride. Your failures can be a source of many blessings, humbling you and giving you empathy for other people in their weaknesses. Best of all, failure highlights your dependence on me. I am able to bring beauty out of the morass of your mistakes. Trust me and watch to see what I will do for you this day. and we give thanks to the cosmic Christ for speaking to our hearts, empowering each one of us to take responsibility for our spiritual journey, seeking intimacy with the Beloved, being held in the arms of a loving Father, Mother, God. We come to this table to break bread together, and we come to remember the children of our God, our brothers and sisters, who many are hurting as I speak in mind, in body and spirit, and we know many are displaced because of war in Syria, in the southern Sudan, in Egypt, in Nigeria. Let us remember especially the 200 young girls in Nigeria who were abducted whilst at lessons in school. Let us hold their innocent childlike hearts before a loving God, calling on our beloved Mother Mary, Gaia, Kuan Yin, Magdalena and Isis, to watch over them in their darkest hour. Father, Mother, God, your Son said, "Whatever you ask in my name, I will do for you." So thank you for hearing the prayers on behalf of these 200 young innocent girls, their moms and dads, and their family. And today, we pray for all here, for those who have joined us in a spirit of brotherhood and sisterhood. We pray for Jan, for Nirmala, Eleanor and Elizabeth, for Miriam UK, Miriam in New Zealand, for Sue, for Elaine, for Jen, for Tony, for Diane and Fee, for Susan, John, Sarah and Jampi. We pray especially for those who are here, who have joined us, but unable to share their message with us. Let us hold you in our heart before the I Am Presence of God. Let us pray especially for the vulnerable in our community, the marginalized, the voiceless, and those who are mentally and physically disabled. Father, Mother, God, thank you. Thank you for the gift of faith, for the gift of receiving and sharing your love. We come and we share the beautiful prayer that Jesus gave to us. Our Father, Mother, God, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our disobedience, for neglecting our soul, the gateway to your kingdom. Forgive us for our uncharitableness. Lead us not astray, but protect us from the forces of negativity and darkness that seek to alienate the heart from a loving God. We ask your protection especially on the 200 young girls in Nigeria, and we ask that the perpetrators of this heinous crime be brought to justice swiftly. Archangel Michael, protect us, the children of God. Let us pray. And the prayer that I'm guided to read to you this morning is from Thich Nhat Hanh. As we are together praying for peace, let us be truly with each other. Let us be aware of the source of being common to us all and to all living things. Evoking the presence of the great compassion, let us fill our hearts with our own compassion towards ourselves and towards all living beings. Let us pray that all living beings realize that they are all brothers and sisters, all nourished from the same source of life. Let us pray that we ourselves cease to be the cause of suffering to each other. Let us plead with ourselves to live in a way which will not deprive other living beings of air, water, food, shelter, or the chance to live. With humility, with awareness of the existence of life and of the sufferings that are going on all around us, let us pray for the establishment of peace in our hearts and on earth. Amen. Go in the peace of all that is sacred to your heart. Namaste, Shalom. Inshallah, Pax et Bonum Om Shanti. Solo di Caritas, Salam Aleikum, and may the peace of your God set you free to be a light of love for those in darkness.